Classic League Podcast time!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 322 of the Classic League Podcast. My name is Scott. My co-host Kevin is cracking me up on the webcam. His dancing is out of control. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
It's awkward to look at you dancing. I don't like watching people dance if it's not like a female that I'm attracted to. Otherwise, it's just kind of awkward, especially if it's just the two of us over webcam.
So, just know that millions and millions of people are eventually watching this.
That I don't like to just watch a single person dance on camera?
Yeah, it's the best. Well, I watch myself dance to make my daughter laugh, but then I watch myself and I enjoy it.
Maybe I just need to be, I'll just try to break through. Maybe I haven't tried enough. Maybe I'll turn into a dance-watching fiend before we know it. This is a video game podcast. We're going to talk about some of the gaming news this week and what we have been playing. Before we jump in, though, Kevin, how's the week been, man? Anything new? Getting anything cool?
Nothing new. Still in Coronaville.
Still
in lockdown. Phase one. Everything around Toronto is phase two, but Toronto's still phase one. I'm wearing my Fidel Castro hat because my hair is uber long.
Yeah, it because is like long. I just said, you look like the pictures that you find when you were in a band when you were like 17 and 18 and stuff.
Yeah, I know, right? And I've had this hat since I was 14.
It looks like it.
It's actually supposed to be black if you look underneath it. So the top is completely sunburned.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy. It's completely...
Yeah, like, it looks like a canvas tan hat, and it used to be black. That's cool.
The inside is completely black. Oh, shit. I've had this hat since I was 14, so I've had it for over 15 years.
Yeah, I've definitely seen photos of you in that hat.
Yeah, it's my lucky red hat, as I call it, from The Simpsons. We'll get that. Sure. And my wife hates it. And it's been in a wash, it's been ripped, it's been in a fire, like a campfire. I pulled it out with a stick, but you know what?
It's my lucky red hat. It's all for the better. It looks great on you though.
Yeah, so. She hates it. She's like, "Oh, you're not gonna. Why are you wearing the hat?" I'm like, "It's the only hat I have." She wants you to buy like a baseball. No, this is my hat. Baseball hats look stupid on me. This looks like this fits me.
It does. And if we swapped hats, we would look like absolute clowns. I could not pull that off at all.
I couldn't pull that hat off.
Nope.
My hair's gonna be bunched on the side. My beard's bigger than my head. I'm looking at an upside down umbrella.
You look like I was going to say like a Cleveland fan, but I'm not going to start getting nasty. All right. I'm a Detroit fan, so boo Cleveland.
Gotcha.
All right.
How was your week?
I was all right. A lot of big stuff personally. I can't really talk about it, but good week, so that's been nice. My brother was in town, so that was cool. I got to hang out with him, play some guitar, listen to music, drink some beer.
I had to chuck my guitar out today. It was so heartbreaking.
You had to chuck it out?
Yeah. Didn't I tell you my acoustic broke?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That broke 2 years ago. I didn't have the heart to throw it out because the neck actually snapped in half. Yeah. My daughter broke it by accident. It wasn't her fault.
Yeah, but I do remember.
It just sucks when you move houses and you're so careful with like, don't drop the guitar. Put the guitar down gently. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you just put it somewhere stupid and it just falls and breaks his neck. And I'm like, no. Yeah. So I just today threw it out.
Oh,
like,
I'm sorry, man.
It's been 2 years in the backyard. I don't want to get rid of it. Maybe I'll fix it. It's all warped and shit from the rain.
Luckily I didn't have to purge anything like that. All in all, got to see a buddy of mine I haven't seen in a while. On Monday, we had some whiskey together. So that was always fun. She suggested some cool ones. Oh.
Speaking of whiskey, I'm drinking my 3-speed beer. This is the one I was talking about that's quite light. It's by Amsterdam Brewery, the same guys who make the Space Invaders.
Oh, yeah. 3-speeds, man. That's the nice cruiser bike. They picked a great label for that.
Yeah, it's a little bike and everything.
Yeah, very cool. Awesome. I am alcohol-free today, so just forgot to grab a beer.
Hopefully ever since lockdown, I've been like super alcohol. It's bad.
It's all right. But that's kind of it. Of course, we're not going to, but I want to talk about the tell-all from 90 Day Fiancé. You just got me So hooked on that show, man. So
told you. It's the only show I watched, and The Simpsons.
It was a perfect kind of trash. You know, like I watched some of the Flavor of Love and all that. You know, VH1 and MTV is what really puts me in the mood for this stuff every now and again.
Yeah. And then the Learning Channel became the
It's what it is.
Yeah.
You try to go to the, because I watch it on the website. I use my parents' AT&T cable login. It lets me authenticate. I feel okay about it because they have my my Netflix, so it feels okay.
That's fair. Yeah.
They swap. All right. And then I guess before we look at any new releases that came out, I do want to give a quick shout out. There was someone on YouTube named Aris Aesthetics Extra. They contacted us to see if they could use some footage for a video that they're making on Kingsfield. I've seen a little bit of what he's got, so just kind of wanted to give a little bit of a shout out. The YouTube username is Dum Dum Games, and
with a B. So like Dum
Dum Dum Games. Yeah, which kind of feels like, how do you get that name? That's a good name.
Yeah.
Acer Aesthetics Extra is AESIR AESTHETICS. And it was real polite in his email, and I watched some of the Ratchet and Clank documentary that he had, and it was cool. So keep an eye out, and we'll link it when it goes live.
Who's playing the King? Was it called Kingsfield?
Kingsfield. It was Dustin.
What the hell's that?
It's a From Software game on the PlayStation 1 that is it's the Demon Souls and Dark Souls. Is that same company? It was just that first game in the that type of gameplay. I believe it's first person though. It's a deep cut. Cool stuff. And Dustin really liked it a lot. He talked
that
about
was nice thing to ask you. I would have just zoomed very close into the video where your like copyright's out and been like, this is our footage. Prove me wrong, motherfucker.
Well, it's also polite to be like, hey, I'm going to use your channel footage. Is that okay? And it's like, absolutely.
I'm saying that's cool, but I wouldn't have done that. I would.
Why not? That's right.
I'm a prick.
You have no ethics in journalism. We already remember you juiced your review scores.
Yeah.
To get on cover of boxes. That's why you know what? That's why you know karma exists. They spelled your name wrong because you juiced the score.
Fair enough. That is true. No, I actually love that game.
So that's cool. Last time that happened, we ended up in a documentary, and that was, that's where this shirt's from. It was, part of the pre-order for the record.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you'd think it was cool. Whatever.
No, you showed me that already. I know. That's tonight? Awesome. Yeah. Not tonight, but you showed me or you talked about it.
Oh,
that in the poster. Yeah. Or not the poster, the picture.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. So anyways. I'm the only one that finds it interesting. I'm sure our audience is absolutely on your side.
Wow,
as well,
that is such surprisingly.
I'm sorry. Okay, good all news. Right, whatever. We got to talk about your clothes. I thought we could talk about mine, but I guess we're just gonna move on. all right, man. So you want to talk about? Were there any new releases that you wanted to get to this week that caught your attention?
Yeah, there's two of them, mostly because. It's weird. Shantae and the Seven Sirens is coming out, or has come out, on May 28th. Shantae's a half genie game, which I can't tell if it's Metroidvania or if it's just a side scroller because I've only played two and they're both Metroidvania. So that came out. And The Outer Worlds came out on the Switch.
I heard, there's some performance issues.
Yeah. But which is fine ish. Outer Worlds is the Fallout game, right? In space.
Mm-hmm.
Same people. Okay. And I've seen whose footage was it? I want to say Zerik. I watched Zerik play footage of it, and the game kind of doesn't seem like my kind of game. I like Fallout. I like the post-apocalyptic world. I don't like the space travel stuff.
Okay.
I would see myself playing this game on the Switch because I get to lie in bed and play it. But it depends how bad the performance issues are, which I've heard the frame rate dips and just like what's the pop-ins.
I've heard pop-ins and at times it'll just lock. To just buffer and catch up.
Oh, really? Oof.
Now, maybe that's been fixed. I don't know. But I don't have a citation, so take it for what it is. That could have been a Twitter thing that stuck in my head, so I don't know.
That could be Nintendo's fault for being the small cartridges instead of like a drive. I don't know.
I'd heard that the cartridges like that are slow. I thought part of the thing was inside was, I don't know. Who knows, right? It's not working, so what? And we're not engineers, so
And the other game was Clubhouse Games 51 Worldwide Classics. This is a Nintendo game, not one of those weird third-party shovelware games. It's a Nintendo
third-party shovelware game.
Yes, absolutely. Where they have public domain games like checkers and chess and tic-tac-toe. And it's $60.
$40 US.
$60 Canadian.
Getting an 8.0 score on user ratings, and the Metacritic score is 82.
That's fucking checkers. I mean,
checkers is a great game. Not as good as chess, but it's a good game.
That's what I'm saying. The game's always going to be an 8, no matter where it is. It's fucking checkers.
That's what you're saying. Yeah, but it has to, it can't be clunky then. It has to be good, because checkers is, to your point, like, it's a great game.
Yeah,
you can only go down.
Yeah, you can only go down, but checkers can never be a 9.
So you're risking it by even trying, is what I'm saying. You got it. You can't.
Nintendo, they have that Nintendo je ne sais quoi.
Yeah,
I don't know what they call it. And the other game.
Hold on. I had one. Sorry, Ian Hink on Easy Allies talked about this a good bit, and most of the games he liked, and you could tell he was a little disappointed in some of them. But, the je ne sais quoi, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's the French.
That was there. He's like, none of them feel like rushed or like poorly made. Maybe some of it's shallow at times, but it's 52 games or whatever. And he felt it might have missed the mark by $10.
Yeah.
$15, $20 to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even that, you know, to your point, 1999 sounds bright, dead nuts on. That sounds wonderful.
It sounds right for a Nintendo game.
And $24.99 sounds great Canadian. $19.99 US, $24.99 Canadian. That's what the back of my book would say.
Nintendo game.
For
not
Nintendo.
For a fucking, if it was Xbox, like $5.
Oh, yes, you're right.
But because Nintendo made it, the Nintendo tax, as people call it, right?
Yes.
And the other game that came out, which is one we spoke about not too long ago, Command & Conquer Remastered Collection, has come out for PC, which is fucking awesome, because I love that game.
Cool.
And those are all the games that came out for this week.
That caught our attention. Because there were others. All right. Well, I guess this, you know, it is about time for us to talk about the news.
Singing the song's playing, or someone's dancing like an idiot to nothing.
I've remembered this time, man.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. First thing on the list, this is all weirdly horror themed. I didn't mean it to come out this way, but
I gave us a little palate cleanse at the end, though.
Thanks. Resident Evil creator says his future games would be inspired by coronavirus pandemic, which is funny because the pandemic is inspired by
it. Art becomes life. Does it work? Is that what?
Because the first thing everyone thought of when they thought of this pandemic was Resident Evil. And then there were like those rumors of like a science lab in Wuhan that's working on the vaccine, and it happened to be called Umbrella, and they didn't know it was Umbrella. Like, and I'm like, what are you guys doing? What is this? This is obviously Photoshopped.
Sure.
Oh, no, it's real. So I just thought that was funny that, yeah, the next Resident Evil game would be inspired by real events where, you know, it's supposed to be fictional. I remember someone on Twitter posted a photo of them playing Resident Evil 3 is when the game first came out. And it said in like the subtitles, you know, the pandemic has taken over. And it shows like, you know, those pictures of those NPCs like hugging each other.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an NPC like playing the game, like all sad. Like, cause he's like, this isn't fun. This is actually happening right now. And I'm like, that was really well done. I don't know. I think that's cute that you're taking inspiration from this.
Sure.
Annoying pandemic to a Resident Evil game, which I don't even care what the rest of the headline has, but that's it. Another Resident Evil thing is Capcom's Resident Evil 3 is a finished product, which means there will be no DLC, no future updates, which sucks because I don't know if you heard, but he's a little short. A little bit on the short side. So
I did not see that joke coming.
Right? But yeah, so there's no updates. The game is what it is, and a little short, so it's not going to go any longer than that. I haven't even played the game again. This is just what I heard. I don't know. That kind of sucks, because I guess Resident Evil 2 didn't have any DLC or updates either. They had, like, the music they could download and like extra bullshit, but no extension gameplay. But yeah. Again, Resident Evil 2, you have that side B. You have like Claire and then Leon, right?
Yeah.
Where Resident Evil 3 is straight up just Jill. Why do I sound like a snake?
Jill. It's too just, much. Too much 90 Day Gaze.
Come at me.
Yeah, Matt's lisp is worn off on you.
The other news here is also horror themed. Dead Space writer teases quote unquote big game reveal at PS5 event. Do you think they're finally going to come out with a new Dead Space game? I mean, it's just a yes or no.
No, I bet it's a collection.
I don't think so. I don't think so either.
It's this big game reveal. Yeah. If it's it would really be a bummer if it was just the 2008 game.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
But I'm surprised that EA has not collectified this collection.
That's what I think it is. But the headline you've got here says big game reveal. Would a new trilogy in a single packet be?
Or a new Dead Space game.
That I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's
Dead for Space. Left for Dead.
Yes.
Get it? Because it's number 4 of the series.
Oh, because you've explained it. When I got it the first time, made it even funnier. it probably, I don't know. Do you think it's Dead Space? Do you think it's Game 4?
Nope.
Do you think it's a collection?
Nope.
You think it's absolutely nothing?
Nothing related to Dead Space. I think it's just
The Dead Space writer teaser. Oh, yes. It's definitely just a big game that he's going to. Okay, yeah. I'm sure you're right. Sorry.
Dead Space is one of those games that I'm like, holy shit, this game's great. Part 2. Holy fuck, this game's awesome. Part 3. We can use a break. And then nothing. Like I had a Dead Space game on the iOS, which was great because it tied into, it was between 1 and 2. Okay. And all the nodes that you collected in the iOS game would translate to the Dead Space 2. So I had extra nodes in Dead Space 2 because of the iPhone game. And the iPhone game was so fucking well done.
Interesting.
And they shit it out, and then you can't play it because it's not hasn't been updated. So even Dead Space Extraction on the Wii was good. Fuck, Dead Space was such a good goddamn thing. And his suits was so cool. They made it look all like Iron Man and shit.
Yeah, and your health was your spine. You're showing all on your spine. So such
like, I felt like
cool detail.
I felt like the games go through like a weird little pattern. I noticed like some games have that free falling. Where the camera goes on top of you and then you're free-falling and avoiding obstacles. X-Men does that. Kingdom Hearts did that. And then for a while, some games are trying to just completely get rid of the hub around the screen and put it on your body. Ghostbusters did it. Dead Space did it. Some Gears of War did it, I think. Did it have a hub?
I can't remember. No, because there was the active reload.
Yeah, but that was it, right? They didn't have a health meter, did they? I don't remember.
Oh, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, games went through a phase of like, let's try
to clean up the screen. Let's.
Yeah. Oh, it's cool.
Absolutely.
Very cool. And one more thing I have here is that Orange Pixel is a iOS video game developer. He is probably one of my favorite iOS game developers, mostly because when I was first starting my website, he gave me a chance, and I guess he thought I gave him a chance. In which I would review his game, and he'd give me a game for review. He's one of the first ones. Now, I wouldn't be blowing smoke
on the word on the street was, yo, Pariner's giving out 10s all day.
But the games are awesome. I've loved every single game that he's come out. Well, not every single, but a majority of them I really loved. And like my favorite was, what's it called? Not Game Grumps. Gunslugs. Which is like his art is like tiny pixels, like very small pixel, like the size of your pinky nail. And it's like a fast paced shooter. And then that came out on 3DS and I bought it on 3DS and it was mostly tied to mobile games, which I get that that's what his thing is, but I feel like he can explore and expand more if he goes on consoles. And now he just revealed on Thursday, that his games will be coming out on the Switch, which is awesome. Because
did he announce any new ones, or are they going to be ports?
I think they're going to be ports. I don't think he's releasing any new ones as of now. He just came out with a new game. But yeah, check him out. His games on iPhone or Google Play are like $2, $3, completely worth it for the amount of work that he puts in there. I think he still works with, I think his name is Gavin Harrison, is the musician or the composer for the games. It's just wicked work. I'll post a video in the show notes after.
Sweet.
Just check out his game, Orange Pixel Games, Pascal, awesome guy. Love you, man. I don't know, probably won't see this, but you know, check out those games. And that's all I have for my news.
Cool. There is a new old game coming out. Alex Kidd is getting a revival. Found an article over at Nintendo Life, and all I've done is I've watched the trailer. And holy smokes, I'm pumped about this game. I never played Alex Kidd. Did you ever?
I fucking hate Alex Kidd.
All right. So I didn't play it.
It's that game where you see in a Sega Genesis collection, it's that and Ultra Beast, where I'm like, why are you putting these games on the system? You're taking up valuable space for whatever
Altered else is going to be in there. Altered Beast blows. That's why that sucks. But Alex Kidd, I mean, it's good.
Well, looking at the trailer now, it looks like they did a Wonder Boy thing.
They did.
Where they took the original. I'll let you explain.
Yeah, they took the original and redid it, like, you know, pixel by pixel, and you can have a retro mode and play the old way. So that's something that you like having, but they also are adding new levels,
which is fucking awesome.
So, and in retro mode, old levels. So they are doing old new levels. That's come on.
Amazing.
That's a great update. That's cool. That's not shitting one out. That is putting some love into a character that they want to, you know, get out there. That was the Sonic's forgotten older brother, you know?
And to be fair for Alex Kidd, I've never went past the second screen. I get so bored immediately. I see the first screen, I punch a car, and I go to the next screen. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? And then I turn them off.
All right, so I'm probably going to have buyer's remorse then, it sounds like. But this trailer is fantastic, and it's got me excited.
But it's how I feel with Wonder Boy's Dragon Trap. Or Dragon Trap. Tricky Slim Shady, where I'd never played the original because I found Wonder Boy incredibly difficult to play back then, and I never played this one, but I technically am right now because it's the remake. So that's awesome. I think that's really cool that they're doing that. I love when they do that with these games. So
me too. I'm a sucker for it, and I like the little extra polish put into it. So, but that's been it as far as the news is concerned. So, Kevin, you've got some deals to play. Let me give a primer noise.
I'm all happy. It was all like, oh, news is late and there's no sales. Same thing as last week. And then everything came out at once. So Nintendo decided, well, first off, for the PC, for all you PC players out there, I'm trying to do a Warriors thing, but I forgot what they actually say. What did he say in the Warriors?
The Warriors?
Come out. Yeah, the movie The Warriors, where they like talk over the radio. They say something. All my something something.
Sorry.
Doesn't matter. Anyways, I'm getting this from heypoorplayer.com, a itch bundle racial equality bundle. A little redundant on my part. Bundle for racial justice. Yeah. Bundle for racial justice and equality. It's 1,000 games, indie games, mind you, for just $5. And right off the top of the games that they highlighted, Night in the Woods is normally a $30 game, which I loved, and Celeste, which is one of those hidden gems, as people call it,
Celeste. And it is Celeste. A 10 out of 10.
Is it?
It's a 10 out of 10. It's one of the, okay. It's awesome. 10 out of 10.
Because I have that on the Switch as well. I bought it because I was like, I heard a thing. I never actually played it.
It is amazing. That's worth the price alone.
Yeah, so you're for $5, you're getting 1,000 games plus all these other ones. Have you played A Night in the Woods?
No. I hear a lot about it. Sometimes
it's not really a game.
When you say the end is nigh and you're talking about Edmund McMillan's game,
yeah,
I think you're talking about Night in the Woods sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
I don't know. It's the way our idiot brains confuse something that's not that close, but you know, the sound is close, so.
It's like when you're like the other day I spent a day in the kiddie pool with my daughter because we have a little tiny plastic pool, and I was, you know, she went to the bathroom and flushed the toilet, and I was like, remember how we spent all day in the toilet today? And I meant to say all day in the pool. It's just our brain just being stupid, and she she instantly went like, yeah, wait, no, we didn't. Yeah. And I was like, no, that's what I meant to say. Our brains are dumb. But yeah, Night in the Woods is a novel. There's not really that much gameplay in it, but then controversy happened where the guy, you know, killed himself because of Zoe Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
I was very sad to see that happen because I was like, oh, fuck. One of the co-creators of the game, like, killed himself because. But don't let that, you know, separate whatever from whatever. But Night in the Woods is a great game, beautiful looking game. I actually have Night in the Woods, like, you know, you do like screenshots in PS4. I have the background of the cat running, like, my profile picture on my PlayStation profile because it's just such a beautiful image.
Cool.
It kind of looks like Pete the Cat. Anyway, so there's a whole bunch of games. So far, they've raised $4 million.
Yeah.
And their goal is $5 million. So that's pretty fucking
I think
that
awesome. There's some soundtracks, too. I remember Danny Barwanowski put out something that was related to this that had all of his soundtracks available. You know, the Super Meat Boy soundtrack, original one. And
oh, really?
Some of the other stuff that he's done. Yeah. And Danny Barwanowski is really good. There's some other games that in particular stand out. Minute, I hear, is really awesome. Minute.
Awesome game. Awesome.
Read Only Memories, I hear, is really, really good. So, but again, Celeste is in there. So for $5, yeah. I might get it. Just, I don't know. There's got to be some fun in here. 1,000 games.
Play
PC. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
I don't play PC. Like Bleed 2 is another one that I heard good things about. Like, I don't play PC games, but it hasn't stopped me from buying PC games in the past and never yeah. touching them. But at least it's going to a good cause.
Yeah. So, well, cool. All right, so what other ways do
Nintendo decided to also shit out a bunch of games. I'll go through these relatively fast and stop me if you want to talk about it. Super Bomberman R, which is the first game on the Switch, was like about $60, and everyone went, what are you doing, Super Bomberman? Instead of 60, it's $10.
That's a good deal.
All of the Telltale Walking Dead games are on sale for the Switch. Now, I put on a Twitter poll because I
voted do not buy.
Okay, you're one of them. So you know what I'm about to say, but I'll let the audience listen. So I love the Walking Dead Telltale games, and I was actually going to name my daughter Clementine because I love the game so much. I bought it on PS3, Xbox 360, and then I bought it again on PS4 because I wanted to continue the story. And then, you know, I bought New Frontier, I bought 500 Days, I bought all of them. And then the final season was delayed because Telltale was done. And then the game finally came out again, but I don't want to spend $30 on it right now because, you know, I was waiting for $5 per episode, but that's no longer an option. It's just a bundle for $30 for the whole game. But the Switch has a game, season 1 and 2 are $5 each. New Frontier is, I think, also $5. And then the season 3 is $10, $12 Canadian. So I can buy all the games for $30. Do I buy it again to play the last season? Because I need my choices to matter from the previous games. That's why I have to buy all of them.
No.
Okay, so I'm not going to buy them again. And I will wait until the PS4 version goes on sale because it'll go on sale, right? It has to go on sale at some point. I'm in no hurry to play it. I've waited this whole time without spoilers.
That's right.
So we'll see what happens. But regardless, if you haven't played the games, they're crazy prices considering that a Switch game for $5. I mean, come on, young man. Contra Anniversary Collection is also $10.
Good deal.
Comes with everything except the Contra that you want. The Elder Scrolls.
No, it's there. It's all there.
Oh, is it there? Okay. Yeah. I thought they took that out for the NES Mini. Mm. Sorry, I'm thinking backwards. They took it out of the NES Mini to put it in this collection.
Yeah. Whatever.
Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim is $30 for the Switch, which is great.
Bad deal.
Okay, well, it's not a fucking good price. The hell do I know? I mean, I'm just
50% off on Skyrim feels insulting. Would you sell someone if you held Skyrim in your hand right now, and they gave you $30 for it? Wouldn't you feel a little guilty?
Wait, what's happening?
If you had in your hand Elder Scrolls, a copy of Elder Scrolls, are you freezing? I can hear you. Whoa. Can you not hear me? Okay. I guess we're going to have to stop real quick. Kevin can't hear me. Yeah. No.
Okay. Hold on. Take it down, internet. Let's calm down. Let's breathe.
Well, I don't think Kevin's disconnected, so I'm going to move on. Don't buy Elder Scrolls for $30 on the Switch. That's a terrible deal. Kevin also I'm has back. On here the
sorry about that.
Elder Scrolls, not a good deal for $20 or $30. My question to you was, if you had a copy of Elder Scrolls in your hand,
uh-huh,
and someone bought it from you for $30, you wouldn't feel a little guilty, like you ripped them off a little bit?
No.
That's
for the Switch?
Dude.
For the Switch.
Oh my god.
So we call that a Nintendo tax.
Oh, that's a terrible price.
Yeah, okay, fine. Forget it.
If you're going to put bad prices on here, I'm going to call you out for them.
I said 50% off and more is my go-ahead thing.
That's not. You also said good deals.
I thought it was a good deal.
50%. You're falling for the retail tricks where they have something really expensive. Oh, you know what? You're falling for Kohl's tactic. You hate Kohl's, right?
I do.
They do this garbage. They live on the, everybody thinks that they're getting 50% off, 70% off, blah, blah, blah. Elder Scrolls should be 50% off of $29.99 is too much for Elder Scrolls.
All right. I guess that's all for sales. I guess someone else could just do it.
No. Let's go.
Hotline Miami Collection, $874, 65% off.
Boom. So
that's Hotline Miami 1 and 2. Thank you. I'm assuming you did something.
That's a great deal.
Ori in the Blind Forest is 30%. I know it's not 50, but it's Ori and it's a great game. So bite me.
Pass.
Not you. Whoever's against me. Pass. Okay.
No. I give you a pass. I'll give you a pass.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Encouraging people to buy. I'll break my own rules here. If I like it.
Okay.
I don't have Axiom Verge, 11.99. Again, whoa. It's such a good game.
It is a great game.
I'll let it slide.
Golf Story, $7.49, 50% off. Never heard of it, but it's on sale. Firewatch, $5.99. Huh? It's the same people who made Everyone's Gone to the Rapture, Walking Simulator.
Yeah.
Good story, I heard. Castlevania Anniversary Collection, $9.99. It does not include Symphony of the Night.
This is not, but it is good. I think $10 is a good price. Also, Golf Story for $7.50. If you like golf games, did you like the old NES golf games?
No.
Okay. You don't buy this, Kevin. Okay. It's an RPG, but your fighting mechanics are playing a little mini golf games, like old NES games. So
they got like Newgrounds golf games.
It's really great. I love it.
Oh, I know. I heard great things about it.
So, and $7.50, that's a good deal.
Kitana Zero is $10.04. It's like someone wanted for because it was on sale.
That's a great deal.
Tricky Towers. I put this here because I know you like Tricky Towers. I love so I'm going to take your word on it. For $8.99, Box Boy plus Blocks. Girl, Gargoyle Boy. Nope, still can't do it. Box Boy plus Box Girl is $6.99. I heard. Nothing but great things.
They're good. Those are good games.
Yeah. It's like Game Boy graphics, sort of.
Yeah.
And Mark of the Ninja Remaster is $4.99. I actually just bought this for myself because it was $4.99 and I wanted to buy this game. So
great game. I think Dumez played Mark of the Ninja. I think we got a comment or an email or something from him. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So that'll come later.
I found this one after Wonder Boy Returns Remix, $11.33. I fucking love this Wonder Boy game on the Sega Master.
It's free somewhere right now. Like Epic or I think.
Really?
I hope I'm not lying to you. I'm sorry. Maybe it was I saw a Wonder Boy game that was normally $20 on the Switch for $7 and some change, I thought.
It's probably this one. No.
No, because this is Returns to Root. No. This is not it. I'm absolutely wrong. So that's not what I was thinking about. Return Remix. Maybe I'm not familiar with this. This looks cool.
It's the original Wonder Boy, but new. So I love that game. And the game Downwell, which I bought on every system, is 99 cents. It's great. Good little downfall game. And it even plays in flip switch support.
I'd love that. I'm sorry. You know what? I gotta get the Wonder Boy for $11. I loved Adventure Island.
It's not that one, though. Well, yeah, it is, actually.
I'm looking at the screen. I was going to say the screenshots. I wasn't in until I saw the screenshots. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to play the OG. That sounds fun.
Yeah. It's the remix of the OG, which is my first game that I can remember as a kid playing, which is this game for Sega Master. I just realized, not just now, but you know, what do they call it when you flip the Switch and you play it like in tape mode?
Vertical mode?
No, tape mode. Like when it's like, you know, portrait mode?
Landscape? Normal.
I'm done with the conversation.
I'm lost. Am I not playing along with a joke, or are you?
No, it's not a joke. You know when you play the Switch like this horizontally, and
yes,
you flip it
vertically,
and you play a game like that. It's called Tate mode.
Tate.
You never heard of that term? Tate.
No. T A T E.
Wait, no. But I'm. Yeah.
No.
I thought I understood why it was called that, but my own sense of logic.
Okay, can we? We're moving on.
I was gonna say because the porch.
You don't have to.
Toilet thing,
you don't have to do this.
I have to say it.
Okay.
Because I was gonna say it's like portraits, Tate, but it's not portate. It's portrait.
Traits. Yes.
Never mind. Yeah, god damn it. I'm so stupid.
You were doing the millennial girl, the totes, right?
No, Tate. I thought that they called it Tate mode because it was short for portrait.
Oh.
But it's not trait. It's Tate.
Why do they call it Tate? Is it Tate? Now I'm confused. Is there really a term?
It is Tate. Tate is what they call that. It's also available in Tate mode on the
really?
Switch. Look it up. Yeah.
No. Okay.
I thought it was called Tate mode because of portrait.
It sounds too close to something dirty.
No.
I don't like
it. Look it up right now.
I just did. Tate mode.
Tate mode. Yes. Switch.
Turning in the game on its side.
Ha! Why is it called that? Because of portrait. No, that still doesn't make any
sense. It's from the Japanese word for vertical. Tate.
Oh, so I just.
Tate.
Oh, tate.
So if you say it, yeah. So pronounced T-A-H-T-A-Y.
Ah, tate. So what I thought it was completely wrong.
Like Hagane, right? Tate.
Nope. I regret everything I've done so far. 3DS. Don't forget about the little 3D. Oh, there's a bunch of other sales on the Switch, but those are the ones I thought were pretty. 3DS is having some sales too. SteamWorld Dig is $224. SteamWorld Dig 2 is $799. And SteamWorld Heist is $374. Awesome games. I haven't played Heist though, but I love SteamWorld Dig. Both of them. Have you played Heist?
No, I've not played any of them.
I'm bummed I haven't.
I think I would love them.
SteamWorld 1 is like roguelike where the obstacles are always different, where SteamWorld 2 is more linear, but they're both great games. I love collecting shit. And Sega sale on the 3DS, a bunch of 3D games are on sale. Altered Beast, Afterburner, Echo the Dolphin, Phantasy Star, Phantasy Zone, Galaxy Force, Gunstar, Outrun, Shinobi, Space Heroes, Streets of Rage, Streets of Rage 2, Super Hang-On, Thunder Blade. Those are all $299.
That's a good price.
They're all worth it.
I didn't realize that they kept coming out with these. I've played Gunstar Heroes, and I think that's a really good one I'd recommend. Have you picked up any of these? I'm almost tempted to fire up the 3DS and get some of these.
Well, that's the thing. Every time one of these sales come on, I tell myself I'm going to buy one of these games. Because they also have the Sega 3D Classic Collection for $10, but that one has Sonic the Hedgehog, which I already have, Altered Beast, oh, go fuck yourself, yeah, and a bunch of other weird Sega games I haven't heard of. Well, there's Thunder Force or whatever, the helicopter game, but to me, it's not worth it. I'd rather buy these unique games for $2. But yeah, Outrun is a must-have.
Okay, I don't have that.
Because they even do the arcade cabinet moves in the screen if you want to.
Oh, red. Okay.
So when you're playing, you see like the cabinet move.
Hell yeah. I'm in.
And they have like cool little features and the music's still there and it's meant for 3D. Space Harrier, as well, 3D point of view. Get ready. I actually just bought Afterburner 2 today and I've been playing that. Again, that same point of view. It works great. Space Harrier, you can play with the stylus if you want. So you
nice.
Where you want. Yeah, it's great. It's an awful game, but it's great. I have Echo the Dolphin. I don't know why I hate Echo the Dolphin, but I mean, it's fine. Shinobi, I also have. Return of the Ninja Master. And Streets of Rage 1 and 2, I also have. You know Streets of Rage. You know exactly what you're getting with that.
I think Outrun is what I think I might pick up. That sounds that and Shinobi. But I already have Shinobi. I already have that a bunch of different ways. I don't need that
anymore. I know, but that's the way I own Sonic a million ways, but the 3D in these games are its own game.
It is cool. You can't find these games. Yeah, it is neat. That is a really cool.
And they have like the pop out effect, which actually is a pop. Whenever I show someone a 3DS, I show them the Sonic game and the pop out effect. And I'm like, this is what the 3D should have been like in 3DS.
Yeah.
Not this weird, deep looking in. It should be popping out like this. And all these games have that option.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah, it's great. And I keep pressing the goddamn wrong button. Get out of here, PC. Rhythm Thief and Emperor's Treasure is $10. I have that game. I got it for free for, I think, maybe Club Nintendo. When they were like closing, they gave a bunch of free games. I couldn't get into it, but it's $10. PlayStation is having a bunch of sales. Alien Isolation is $6. I heard that's the best Alien game made so far.
Yeah, I've heard that's quite good.
I have it. I haven't played it yet. Battlefield 1 is $3. I think that's the one we were talking about, but you said you never played a Battlefield game, but who knows? Dirt Rally is $5.
I think I have played Battlefield 1.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah. You were confused by World War 1, Call of Duty, or Battlefield 1?
Yeah, I think I have played both, because I think Battlefield 1 was the game that came with my Xbox. It was a bundle. And I played it for 15 minutes and took it to the game store and traded it in for like a Mike Tyson's Punch Out or something, like paid some extra cash. And
yeah.
And then, I did somehow, I either Tony got it for me or I bought it real cheap. I have Call of Duty, I think World War II or something. I should have looked. I'm sorry. Why am I talking about this again? Let's talk about something else. Dirt Rally.
$5. Fibbage is a great party game for $3.49. It's probably the best.
I love that it's broken out of the
Jackbox. Yeah. It's great, great game. Holy shit. I play this game. My wife's really good at it because she's a good liar. But I play the game to make myself laugh. So you'll see like donkey tits and I'm already giggling in the corner. You know, that's my answer. Cause I'm just laughing to myself. I don't care about the points. Cause I just like seeing other people's react, or I'll spell something with a U.
Sure.
Cause it's an American game. So the minute they see the U, they know I wrote that.
Yeah.
Like flavor, I'll put a U in there. Mortal Kombat X is $6. Pang Adventures is an awesome old arcade game remade. Have you ever played Pang?
Mm-mm.
I remember playing this game in the bar with my dad back in the day when he'd take me to the bar with him when he'd go drinking. And he gave me a bunch of quarters and I played Pang. You shoot a gun with a bunch of balls are bouncing around the screen and then they get smaller and smaller and smaller. Not to be confused with Bubble Bobble. It's kind of the same idea, but not really. But yeah, they remade it on PS4 not too long ago and it's $3.99. Tetris Effect, $20, 50% off. Haven't played it, heard good things.
I heard it's awesome.
Right? And I like that they called it what the Tetris Effect is for some people. When you close your eyes and you see the blocks still falling. I had it with Guitar Hero. Yeah, that's what that's called.
I know that's what that's... It never dawned on me.
That it's called Tetris Effect because of that?
Yes.
Oh, really? Yeah. They're like, this is clever. Everyone would get this.
Yeah, like when you like sleep about it, and yeah, like you said, when your eyes are closed, but like dreaming about it and stuff. Yeah,
I remember playing Guitar Hero, walking down the street, and just seeing in my mind like the fucking notes on the street, like the sidewalk,
the tabs or whatever. Yeah, like the same. I had in my mind it was just so visually stunning. Like that's what I took from Effect.
I think it's
both
like double. Yeah,
it's a.
That's clever. Uno is $2.99. If you like Uno, it's $2.99. Unravel Yarny Bundle. These games are great. I never heard anyone talk about it, but Unravel is a fantastic series, and you get both of them for $8.99. Watch Dogs 2 is $10. Who cares? Watch Dogs 1 is $6.99. Who cares? But they're cheap.
If you Wonder say Boy who cares, it shouldn't be on the list
because it's a good sale. I don't like every game I play, but I admit that someone else does and might think it's a good sale. That's how you be a journal.
Because
you gotta like a journal, like a journalist, but not really.
Yeah, okay. You gotta, what's up, Kaiser? How you doing, man? Good afternoon, sir.
What's up, homie?
I'm just, all right.
Wonder Boy the Dragon's Trap is $7.99. Ukulele $9.99, 75%. Mwah. And Zombie, $4. It's a weird title without that little U, isn't it?
Every time.
Really fucking weird, just called Zombie.
Every time.
Zombie.
Yep.
Than I, so it should be Zombie. Anyways, that's $4. And they also have Arcade Classic Anniversary, which is $4.99 collection. Wow. Wait, am I in the Xbox or am I in the PlayStation still?
I don't know. I just realized.
Oh, sorry.
I'm like looking ahead like I'm in class. Like, oh my God, we should have got three more pages to read.
I'll go through them. Xbox sale includes Arcade Classics Anniversary. Fine. Next time I'll
quit teasing you. I'm sorry. I'll quit teasing you.
Hey, they came out with a sale today.
They did.
Arcade Classics Anniversary is $4.99. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag is $8.99. Brothers of Tale of Two Sons, I know you like, is $3.99.
A plus game.
Burnout Paradise Remaster is $5. Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy, $20. Dead Rising. What? I think it's worth. I bought that game for $60, and I still think it's worth it for $60.
Okay.
No, I bought it for $40 because it's a budget title. $50 Canadian. It comes with three games, completely remastered from the ground up. So,
okay, okay, I've been trumped. I will give it
Dead Rising 4 Deluxe Edition. I've never played Dead Rising 4, and I want to so badly, but it's only on the fucking Xbox.
I was a jerk about this game last week, I think, so I don't want to talk about it again.
No, you're a jerk about Left 4 Dead. No.
No, they thought I was talking about Left 4 Dead, but I actually played that. Well, that was another one of them. It was like all zombie games. Even though there are zombie games I've really loved, and there are some zombie movies I love.
I don't blame you. Doom, the original, 1993, is $250, which you don't think it's a sale, but I definitely do.
It is a sale. If you pay $2.50 for Doom, that's your own fault.
I bought it four times. I love Doom. What can I say? Doom 2 Classic, $250. Doom 3, $499, $5. Are you against that price?
Yep.
All right, then. last week, I spoke to you about a game called Hungry Shark World. It is on sale.
I thought $250. It was the Maneater game or what? Is Hungry Shark World's not the? Is that the RPG?
No, it's not Maneater. Yeah, no. It's a game where you play as a little shark, and I said that you could get it for free on the iPhone, but then you got to pay money for it. Yeah, so it's on sale. So
Hungry
Shark. Shove it in your ass. I like it. Limbo, which has a special place on my heart, is $250. I don't know why, but Limbo is just like a Resident Evil. Regular remaster and Resident Evil Zero are both $5. Resident Evil 4, 5, and 6 are $8. Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, strange title, is $10. Spyro Trilogy, $20. The Sims 4 motherfuckers, $3.99. See that shit? $4 for The Sims 4. I don't know if they did it on purpose. It's very clever. I like that. It's a play on words. It is not. That's not how English works. Xbox 360, you know? Alice Madness Returns. Ever play Alice Madness Returns?
No. I think I know what it
is. Yeah, it's like the weird, gritty version of Alice in Wonderland. But I bought this on PS3, and it came with like the original Alice and like the Returns one. And I played the original one, which is a balls of dick. So I actually never played the remake of it because I was stuck in the original one, and it was a balls of dick. So I said, fuck this game, and never played it and wasted my money. But it's on sale. Command & Conquer 3, $4.99. Command & Conquer Red Alert, $4.99. Dead Space, Dead Space 2, and Dead Space 3. Well, Dead Space 1 is $3.74. Dead Space 2 and 3 are $5, which I think is worth it because we were just talking about we like Dead Space. And those are all the sales that are happening.
Okay. All right.
And no,
I'm
no
sure that was enthralling. All right. Let's go. Okay. Now I'm done teasing you. Okay.
Next week, there's not going to be any sales.
Reddit's
I'm gonna buy a bunch of shit, and you're gonna be like, "Where'd you get those from?" I'm like, "Oh,
I don't know.
I could tell you, but hey, if people don't want me to do this, I can don't mind turning not doing it. I just like looking for sales. That's what I do. I enjoy it.
Just
not every time where all three companies were like, "Hey, let's all fart out a bunch of games."
Look, if I don't have some bit that I'm doing while you're doing, if I just let you read sales straight up, and I didn't do any sort of a bit, that would be horrible.
You know what the bit would be? Huh, I have played that game, and I, too, would recommend it. That game isn't really good, I don't think. Not, ah, jeez. That's not a bit. That's being hurtful. I think someone saying, hey, you're ugly.
No, like, okay. Well, if I really meant it, I wouldn't say it to your face. It's behind your back.
Well, so next week, I'm not going to...
Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin. I apologize.
No, I'm doing it regardless because I like looking
for sales. Sometimes I think you're pulling a bit back to me, though.
I usually am, but...
So, there you go.
But no, because you never know. You might hear... Because I remember listening to Talk Radar days, and I used to hate the sale portion of it because I didn't have the consoles. But when I got the consoles, and I hear them be like, oh, Batman's on sale for $20. I'm like, what? Oh, I forgot. It's an American podcast. It doesn't reflect me in any way. But you know, you might hear something like when I told you about the Namco Museum being on sale for $10. You're like, "What? I gotta buy that right away." Or told you I'm an Earl for $3. You're like, "I gotta buy that right away." So it might happen again.
You're right.
Just like Wonder Boy Remix.
You're right. So, we just don't need to sort through every one of them that's on sale.
Fine. Next week we'll have two games on sale.
And you're right. I'm gonna miss it. I'm gonna be like, "That's it."
Yeah.
I thought I was going to buy
it. It takes me a long time to put this list
together. I know it does. I'm sorry.
And those are all the sales that fit in your pocket.
So now that you're broke, we're sorry for Kevin. But
yeah,
what have you played
since? Well, I played Afterburner 2 and Space Hero 2 on the 3DS because they're on sale. I still highly recommend these games. Space Hero is stupid. Afterburner is stupid. But they're fun little, you know, I'm going to go on a can for 10 minutes, something to play. They're great. Remember, these games used to cost $60 back in the day. So
yeah, they have
a 3D version of those games, and you can't play this anywhere else. It's worth it.
Do you remember the 3D runner game? I don't remember in real life. It was one of those, huh?
Oh, no, the game with the glasses.
Yeah, right? I think you are supposed to have glasses with it. Yeah.
3D World Runner, I think it's called.
Yes. I learned about that, I think, like a lot of us did, by getting a ROM pack and being like, ooh, what's the first thing in that? My pack of 700 ROMs. I have the entire library. Holy smokes. And that was the first one to try.
Neighbor had that game, 3D World Runner.
Oh, really? I've never seen the cart or anything. That seems like it would also be a natural fit for...
Yeah, it would. I was always surprised that the 3DS never did any Virtual Boy games, because it would be a perfect fit on the 3DS.
Yeah, I would love to see. Even, the Oculus, let's get emulators going. I've heard that that people are working on emulators for some of the VR sets. That would be super fun.
For Virtual Boy specifically?
Yeah, like a Virtual Boy emulator in Oculus.
Because I had an emulator on my phone for the Virtual Boy, and I was actually finally playing Wario Land, which is the only reason why I wanted
it. It's pretty good.
Which is the only reason. Yeah, and then the fucking Apple came out with a certification revoke, and I never be able to finish it. And I can't find a Virtual Boy emulator anywhere else besides the one on my phone.
Oh, that's
so hard to emulate. Yeah, it really did suck.
I've only played it a little bit. My buddy Keaton has Virtual Boy. I made him bust it out for me before.
The only time I've played a Virtual Boy is this place in Toronto called ANC Games. They actually have like a Virtual Boy next to the cash register, and you could put your head in and play.
You're probably never going to do that again.
Oh my god! I was like, my eyes. Like I look back at everyone, and they're all like, you know, when you look in an illusion.
I was talking about like other people's gunk being like right in your face.
Oh no, I expect that in the game store. But you know when you look at something spinning and then you like look somewhere else and you see the image spinning? That's kind of how I felt with the Virtual Boy. I like looked at everyone, they're all red. I was like, ugh, it's weird.
It can make you get sea legs too. You can get wobbly on it pretty quick.
Yeah. I can't believe that was supposed to be a portable console. God damn it.
Yeah, there was a kiosk when we were kids, at a Hills department store that I played it at. That was my only exposure to it there. And then my buddy Keaton. I've got maybe 5 minutes logged. 15 minutes logged in that thing.
So he actually has a Virtual Boy?
Hmm? He's got a lot. He's got a lot of just really cool stuff.
Fuck. I remember seeing the commercial as a kid, and I'm like, oh, I must have this thing. That's why my sister got me that radar or that Type R game.
Oh, yeah.
It was the closest thing to a Virtual Boy. It wasn't. Thanks for nothing, but, you know.
Wow.
Fucking stupid. I think I'm Batman game. Fucking dumb. Anyways, I played those two games, and... fuck. I was playing The End Is Nigh, and I got to the last part of the game, which is super hard, so I'm giving the game a break, because you got to do the whole level again backwards, but this time with a time limit, and it's hard. And I'm like, I don't want it with lives. I'm like, I can't. I made it this far. I can't do this again. So I'm like, what other game can I play? Oh, Binding of Isaac. I haven't played this in a while. I've been playing this game nonstop for a week. So I play Final Fantasy VII Remake on my PS4 when I can, but when
maybe I need to just try this game again.
Binding of Isaac?
Yeah.
I bought it day one,
and there was no controller support, and it even said get X-Pad if you want. I'm not ever going to make controller support, and I didn't like PC? It. Yeah, you had to use up, down, left, and right keys and the WSAD keys or whatever.
Yeah, that's the first one. That's the vanilla one.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. I didn't like it at first either.
But you guys aren't the only ones. I heard a lot. So,
well, I mean, I remember playing
hey, wait a minute. We got some breaking news here. Kaiser says nice prices. So, but also,
thank you.
I did not. Did you see Sunset Riders just came out on PS4?
Sunset Riders. Oh, yes, I did see that. That came out last week, I think. The Cowboy game, right?
Yeah, one of my, yeah. I adore that game. I can't wait to go see what version's there. I don't care if it's the arcade version, the Super Nintendo version, or the Genesis version. I feel like I'm morally obligated. That is one of my favorite games ever. I like Genesis the best, but they're all great.
I feel like I wanted to tell you that, and then I ate my phone or something. I'm like, oh, I got to tell Scott this.
Yeah, I don't know. And what the hell, Google algorithm? How do you not know that you need to recommend that article to me? They recommend me some garbage sometimes. How do they not know I want to know about? They'll give me PS4, but they'll give me like something I don't care about. Knack 2 or something.
Did they give you douches?
Come on. Look, I'm sorry. I will not teach you about sales ever again. No, I did not. He also says, welcome to the Fantasy Zone. Space Harrier 3D is really good. Imagine playing Jumping Flash with the Oculus. I don't know Jumping Flash. But he's got a lot of puke emojis, so I imagine that's going to make it
Jumping Flash. Oh, no, I'm thinking of a different game. I think it's like the isometric view, maybe. I don't know.
Not sure. Stupid phone emojis go to the end. another feeling, played Jungle Book for the PC and the final boss has broken his balls. There was Sonic Generations. I couldn't beat the final boss. I rage quit it and never beat it.
That was hard. That was in space, right?
It felt broken too. It just didn't. Yeah. I don't know.
I beat it.
It's the arcade version with four players. Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm going to have to pick that up.
Huh.
Good deal. Man, I'm going to spend a lot of money tonight. So thanks, Kevin. Take your deals and shove them up your ass.
Wow, I will. I wasn't done talking about Mighty and Vice.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, it's fine. I was just going to say, it doesn't hook you right away. It doesn't, because you're not going to know what you're doing, and you're going to die right away over and over and over and over and over again. But then you're going to find out what the game is, and then you're finally going to kill Mom and be like, I did it. I beat Mom. And then it's going to be like, you unlocked this. You're like, what's that? And then you're going to play again. And you keep playing, and there's no end to this game. Try it. All I can say is try it. I've never been wrong about these kind of games when I tell people to try it. Like my friends with Rocket League, I'm like, just try it. It's like my top 10 favorite games of all time. And they loved it.
Rocket League is all, yeah. Okay. I know. I need to give
so I'm just pissed off because now – like I bought a bunch of games on the Switch because of the sales that were happening, like Knights and Rides, Knights and Bikes or something, whatever it's called. I just bought a bunch of games because I'm stupid and I can't say no. And I'm not going to
because you're play looking at deals them. All the time.
That's
yeah, maybe exactly. Maybe I'm saving you. I don't know. I'm gonna let it go.
No, you can't stop me.
I can't stop teasing you about it. I'm sorry. It's the older brother.
But now, I can't stop playing Binding of Isaac. Like I can't. My wife is watching Queer Eye right now, and I know the minute we're done this podcast, I'm gonna go upstairs and play Binding of Isaac because she's watching Queer Eye. So I have time to play.
Yeah.
Binding of Isaac. I fucking love that game. My God, it's like my top three favorite games. Top three. Três. How about today's National Portugal Day? Três.
Sweet. Happy National Portugal Day.
What? No, I got banned off Twitter for saying that.
No, well, the C word. Three. Yeah. All right.
See you next Tuesday.
And I played a little bit of Forza 4, Horizon 4. Game's great. I just was in the mood to...
That's the free range one, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not a racetrack? Because Forza used to be a racetrack.
Correct, yeah. And I just was in the mood to knock off some... I got a Bugatti... That's cool.
Bukaki. My God.
No, but if you want to be that way. I got the Bugatti. It's awesome. And I am halfway to unlocking the Ferrari Lego.
It's cool. Ferrari Lego. I don't know anything about cars.
There's a whole Lego expansion. So that's where I live in Horizon 4. So I'm playing with a Lego version of a Bugatti. And I'm going to get, like right now I've got a Lego Mini Cooper, which I've upgraded enough. It drives fine. But I want to get
so it actually looks like a giant Lego? Like it made of Legos?
They're all made of Lego, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so is the world. It's like being, it's like Forza and Lego Undercover or whatever. Like,
oh, that's awesome. I didn't know
it
that.
It is awesome. Yes.
I know they had a Hot Wheels DLC.
And that was awesome. This is that, the Lego is better than the Hot Wheels. Hot Wheels is impressive.
When you crash, you like burst into like studs.
I don't know. I'd have damage off, but I'd imagine yes. But like all the fences and the flowers and the trees and all that, they explode that way.
Shit, that's awesome.
It is very cool. And you can race real cars, and it's not like all Lego World. So you can take your favorite normal vehicle and ride around in Lego World.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool.
Or the other way. You can take your Lego Ferrari out and do all the real races with it.
That's awesome. See, that was weird. Driving games are like that weird sports games that I enjoy a lot. Like I bought Drive Club and I bought Project Cars, I think it's called. I love driving games.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about cars, but I love driving games. I always have. And when I was in university, I used to want to play Forza 2, but I didn't want to not – I had to do homework. So what I would do is do the simulation mode where you, like, put the car control down and just let it play by itself, and then you get all the money at the end.
Yeah.
And that's how I played the game for a long time. And most of the time was me drawing the Paranerds logo or Spider-Man logos all over the car and selling them in an auction. That was my Forza experience. Really weird.
I think it's – Forza is awesome. And it's in Game Pass, so check this out. Because Game Pass is the shit. And then Kevin, I had something to celebrate. So even though I'm a complete dickhead, he was nice enough to buy me a game last night. Yes, last night. Katana Zero. It's a game I had heard of, but hadn't really like looked into very much. And holy shit, this is awesome. It's hard, like the way Hotline Miami is hard, and it's awesome to look at, and it feels like playing Dead Cells. There's this weird cryptic story stuff happening.
Now, I know you don't like the story parts of games. You normally skip them.
They're doing a good job here.
Hotline Miami, story-wise. It's fucked. You're like, what is going on?
Yes, and choices can matter a little bit. So
a little bit, yeah.
I walked into an area like a hotel or something was where the stage started. So if you're this game is like you have one like little stage. Celeste is designed this way where you have a stage or a small area that you need to get through. Just like Hotline Miami is the same kind of way. Well, I went into one of these, and it was the very beginning of the day. This game takes place over 10 days. So I'm in the second day, and there's a secretary that I walk up to, and she starts asking me about stuff, and I tell her that the reason I'm dressed as a samurai was I'm cosplaying. And she's like, oh, who are you cosplaying? So then I tell her that I'm from Samurai Showdown or whatever. And she's like, oh, cool, blah, blah, blah. So then I go and murder, you know, hundreds of dudes or whatever, and go take out everybody and whatnot. And then I'm leaving, and this cop is there at the door. He's like, we heard that there was a lot of shooting and stuff. Why are you covered in blood? And he's like, and I had the option to answer cosplay. And because this happened in front of the secretary, she chimes in, and she's like, no, he's from that anime, blah, 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 samurai, whatever. And I was like, that was rad. And had I done my normal, I know this is a rudimentary level. There's lots of games have done this for a long time and on way grander levels. But I like this super little, just give me a little nugget of it. Give me a little taste of how neat that is.
Yeah.
And another thing is they give you one line, two lines, and then we're on. The constant dialogue you get in other games is why I check out. I'm not going to read several paragraphs. End of story. This game doesn't do that at all. It's just
The fonts matter. Like you'll see them like shaking if you're taking too long to answer. It's it's cool little touches that they do in it.
It is. So now
have you done? Sorry, go ahead.
So you're pretty familiar with this game. Have you played it all the way through?
Oh, I beat it. Yeah, absolutely. This is the game I was telling you where there's a level called Silent, like Mountains or something, and I didn't click that it was Silent Hill.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And there was like a robot pyramid head, and I was like, oh, what the fuck? Why are you? And I'm like, oh, right, this is the game.
Tetris
Effect. This is the game that has like Shovel Knight in the background, like in an arcade.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
And there's so more. there's more shit coming out for this game because after you beat it, there's like locked doors and he's like not ready yet when you try to open one of them. So I think it's like DLC that's coming out for it.
See you guys. Good to see you, man. He says he needs to still play Katana Zero. He says, be safe. We will.
Thanks, man. Yeah. And you go in slow motion. And then the cool thing is that rewind function where it shows you how it looks like from a surveillance camera.
Yeah.
So when you're doing it in slow motion and like, I don't know if you use that method yet, if like roll under something or bullet.
I've gotten to the slow motion. I forget about that mechanic all the time.
You won't later.
Yeah.
It comes very handy. But when you watch the replay, you see how he does it without being in slow motion. And it just looks so cool.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, bullet. From your point of view, you're slow, but when you see the way he does it in fast motion, oh, it's so awesome.
Yeah. It's, it feels good. It's just tight.
Yeah, it is.
It's my fault when I die, one of those kind of games, and it's
absolutely. And the title is so cool, Katana Zero. I'm like, what?
I don't know why. It just doesn't. It's an amazing. It does not feel like that's what this game is called. Now that I'm in it enough, it feels right, and I'm sure that there's going to be an amazing like aha. That's why it's called that. Hopefully, I don't have a Tetris effect. No. Don't. Okay, fuck. I was thinking there's hints at the first one. There's some. You see, like in Dead Cells. So I'm interested to see what happens in the story, but it's a rad game. Really,
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I thought you'd enjoy it.
Yeah, you're 100% right. It's awesome.
I was like, Hollow Knight. I know you've been wanting to play that. I couldn't remember if you had it.
Yeah, I've got it several places now.
So I was like, Katana Zero is only for the Switch. I'm pretty sure you don't have that one.
Yep.
I'm glad you enjoy it. It's fucking awesome. The story is quite the ride. Like, I want to go back and play it with knowing what I know about the game and see. It's one of those where you're like, oh, that's why you said this at this time.
Yeah. I enjoy that. Well, I think that's there's a lot of music I enjoy that's that way. You're rewarded on subsequent listens.
And the story is like Hotline Miami. If you played Hotline Miami, you know how it gets like weird and you see like the static and then it shows like an image of someone like face melting as they're talking to you.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the hell's going on in this game? That's kind of happens here. But it all makes sense, but it's all trippy in the sense that Hotline Miami is trippy. And the story is the same where it's like four words, done.
Yeah.
Let's kill people.
Yeah. It's great. And so you really need to figure out a way to play Celeste because
I have Celeste on the Switch.
Then, have you played it?
No, I bought it
on great. One
of the sales. And never.
Just, you know what? If you want to feel like, you know what? I can do hard platforming again if The End Is Nigh is just crushing you to the point where you're like, I don't even like platformers anymore. Celeste will remind you that you love them.
It's not that The End Is Nigh is hard. It's that I hate, when you fight a boss and you gotta wait for the pattern to happen. And if you die, you gotta do the pattern like right, left, right, jump, hit him. Then he goes right, left, ha ha ha, force field. I'm like, I don't wanna go through this again. That's what The End Is Nigh is.
Okay.
So I can do it, but it's the time limit that gets
me. Gotcha.
I always lose because of the time limit. I'm like, I don't wanna do all that again.
I also don't like time limits in games.
They only added it at the end here.
That's just dick mechanic. All right. Well, that's all we've been playing. So we got a couple of comments from Demez from last episode, and I think we're going to call it a show.
Right
on. Demez says, I saw end credits for Mark of the Ninja this week on Switch, and I demand that you all play Mark of the Ninja. It's one of the most awesome games ever, and it's cheap, and it's on all platforms. I own this. I need to play it.
It was on 360 originally, right?
Yes.
This is a remaster of that game.
Yeah.
The one on the Switch. Got it. Okay. Yeah, I have it. I bought it because it looked like Katana Zero. I was like, I need another game like that.
So to also follow up a little bit last week, how terribly we butchered the Days of Thunder segment. Part of what happened, there was 21 discs. It wasn't 21 discs for the game. It was like a piece of software that would be like maybe a development environment. And one of the then allowed you to run this software that then had the Days of Thunder game in it that they think was probably bid, and they selected the one that you ultimately ended up buying to actually release the NES game. And then there were several companies that said, let us make that licensed game. Here's our demo or whatever. So it seemed like it was, but it was found as part of finding another piece of software. And they're like, oh shit, there's a, There's an NES game in here. They just couldn't believe that the software environment ran, kind of a thing. I was like, yeah, oh,
so,
shit.
So that Days of Thunder is the same one I have.
The what?
The game, Days of Thunder.
That they found that was rare was not the sound. Okay, so let's say that, you're Kevin's game company and I'm Scott's game company.
Yes.
Okay, and we use Acme software to make a video game. Well, yes. I use Acme software. You can use whatever you want, all right? We both want to make Days of Thunder for Paramount Studios.
Yes.
Okay. You send them your racing game. I send them my racing game.
Yeah.
They say, we like Kevin's better. I'm all heartbroken, blah, blah, blah. Throw it away. Move on to another project. But I've had this game that I, you know, was ready to go. Couldn't find anybody that wanted to publish it. So move on. Now the soft, everything that was saved between these 21 discs, and it was like a development environment. Someone just found like, it was like opening up Photoshop and being like, oh my God, this is like Johnny Ive's first rendering of the iPod or whatever. But
got it.
So my game never came out. No one bought my game from me, but I have a Days of Thunder game and someone found my trash that no one bought. Yours ended up in, you know, other kids' pockets around the world.
Got it.
Okay. Sometimes I think you're trolling me.
No, I'm just dumb.
And
young and full of sugar.
Well, I feel like I explain things so terribly sometimes. So I'm like, no, that's the opposite of what I was trying to get across.
Well, no, I mean, if you listen back, I agreed with you, but anyone on this tangent.
Why do you let me do that? Because it doesn't sound like you understand.
You're on a roll. I wanted to hear the end of that.
Well, you say something that is entirely inaccurate. It makes me think that you're like, wait a minute. So the one they found is the one that I had? And I'm like, no.
I got it. It's not. It's a different game.
Yeah. And they found the different game.
Got it.
I know you get it now. Why don't you say
it before?
No, in a very unconvincing way.
Well, you know.
People being racist.
That was a good run of this podcast.
All right, we need to get out of here. People being racist against brown people sure is dumb. I mean, This is from Dumbass.
Oh, I think you're just...
All the ladies... All the ladies are pink on the inside. Oh, yeah, baby. So he's got a point there. So
he does.
We just kind of live by that. We'll be good. All right. We are off the rails. So we're going to call it a show. Thank you to Ben Landis for letting us use the theme song off the album Adventures in Pixels. It's called Through the Forest. And thank you to Cubby. After our music is called Tidal Force. If you want to get the show, please leave us a rating on Apple Podcast, or we don't have any. If someone wants to leave us one on Podcast Addict, that would be sweet. You can find us on Google Play and all that kind of stuff. Or Google Podcast now. I guess it's not Google Play anymore. Our social media handle is Classic Elite at Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Amazon. There are Amazon affiliate links in the descriptions if you'd like to support the show.
Also, I've got to say, I meant to say this after the sales. You can actually go into the episode notes on the podcast itself and just touch any of the sales there and it'll automatically bring you to the store and you can buy whatever game I just mentioned.
That's right.
I painstakingly linked all those sales I said.
And none of them are affiliate links, unfortunately. If you go to the Amazon ones, those support the show. Yeah. All the other ones, Kevin does for the goodness of the earth.
Yes.
That's going to be it for the show. So I want to thank everyone very much for listening to episode 322 of the Classic Elite Podcast. And we'll see you next week for 323.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.